It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. All these stations all over mid-Michigan. We're in Lansing. We're up in Big Rapids. Hey, man, we are growing, Bob. Just kind of like this. Well, whatever. Anyway, I'm Jop and Neil's Barbecue Bob.
Oh, it's cooking. Already started.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jop. And welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves, coming to you live from the, headquarters? The
world headquarters.
World studios of Jethro FM. Country with a twist. We are, as Jop said, also on the Michigan Talk Network and stations, and we are on WBRN in Big Rapids,
right.
Home of the Bulldogs.
If you can hear us, you probably know that already, so
and
I
you're
don't really
probably,
know why we do this.
And you're probably sorry already.
Right, yeah.
Oh, also, thank you to all those thousands of podcasters out there, because I think more people listen on pod than on terrestrial radio now.
Yeah, hard to count, but it's good.
Yeah, it's great. So the downloads are continuing. And if you don't know how to download this so that you don't have to make an appointment to be at your radio sitting by the Victrola every Saturday morning at 9, if you can't make it, we'll dump this onto your phone. If you just go to thegrillingguys.com, look for the headset, and or go to your app store, go to your podcast store, and punch in The Grilling Guys. That's us.
Okay, so this is The Grilling Guys. This is not how to use a radio instruction, so we'll move on. Barbecue Bob, I have an event this weekend, and I need some advice, man.
Okay.
It's kind of unique. I've got a group of people, only like 25 of them that are going to be there, and they wanted a slider party, okay? So I'm doing the sides. I got beans. I got slaw. I'm doing some cheesy potatoes. But the feature of the day are sliders,
nice.
Right? And then the twist comes with... The gentleman that asked me to do this had moose meat in his freezer that he wants me to use, and then he was going to give me elk as well. He's a big
right.
game hunter. We bailed on the elk to give some beef, so that if you don't, if there are ladies there or people there that don't want to eat wild game, we've got something maybe that they're used to. But so two things is I want to tell you what I did with the moose meat. Very lean. I mean, it was frozen ground.
Of course it is.
Right. So I took and I had 4 pounds of it that he gave me, and they're in 1 pound packages. I took two of those, put them in a bowl, busted an egg on them, and then got out some breadcrumbs because I wanted that, to stick them together a little bit, because there was very little fat in the moose meat. And I massaged that in, and then I made them into patties, right?
What'd you put in it for fat?
Just the egg. Is all I did.
Egg's not fat.
Well, in the breadcrumbs, I thought we're going to like hold it together.
Okay. All right. I got thrown into a situation like this in Canada multiple times at our corporate ranch when I was with the Canadians.
Okay.
And fortunately, thanks to our affiliation with Old World Olive Company,
uh-huh.
and Shasta's coming on the next segment. She's sitting here, beautiful Shasta. And I learned, and they didn't have any Old World Olive Company oil at the ranch.
Well, sure. She just hasn't made it to Canada yet,
but
it's on the way.
But yeah. They did have some, off-the-shelf EVO. So I poured that on. I had ground elk, ground moose, and then I also had knuckles. I had shoulders of elk and moose, which I made into beautiful jerky, and these guys went nuts. But that stuff is so lean, you have to add some fat. So you have time yet.
Right.
You can still... get a bottle of that garlic EVO from
I have one.
Right. Old World. I do too, because I just refilled last night.
Yeah, well, I buy the big ones and always got one in backup because I never run out, right?
I have a story for Shasta in
right.
filling my big bottle.
Yeah,
sorry,
okay.
Your floor got a little messy.
All right. Yeah, right.
So
you really got a bottle and a half. Right?
Yeah. No, I just built just a little bit. But you got to put some fat in that.
Okay. And because I still can. They're pattied up, but I can rub it on. I can
okay.
do it on the outside.
Great.
Yeah, just to hold
still
them together.
Time.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, so that's challenge one. Thank you. Challenge two is that, I've got the what do I put on top of them? Okay. The first. The
your
first,
favorite. What's your favorite?
My favorite is going to be grilled onions. A one dill pickle slice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant spice.
No, I'm talking about the slider itself.
Mm.
Because I'm going to put like a Montreal steak spice on them, just to give them a little
Great.
Bit of salt,
Nothing
pepper,
wrong with
garlic,
yep.
yeah, that kind of thing. But when it comes to toppings, I'm grilling onions, diced up onions.
Beautiful.
And then putting on a pickle slice and a piece of cheese, and I've got, you know, two or three cheeses. I got a cheddar, I got a Gruyere.
Okay.
Great. But then that becomes, I've got 72 of these things to make.
Yep.
I don't want to throw all 72 of them out there, and maybe a little mayo and mustard on.
You're
going
to have your grill on site.
I'm going to do them on a griddle. I'm bringing a griddle on top of a grill, and here's why. I think they'll hold together better because if I got grates and they're falling through, I can put that griddle. And here's the second thing. I'm not using my equipment.
Oh,
I'm going out, which is always.
I thought you were bringing the tech.
He said he's got a 4-burner gas grill that's pretty new. So I'm like, okay, rather than me hauling that 70-pound grill around,
yeah, sure,
I'll just use his because my thought was to put a griddle on
top.
Keep
it simple.
Right? But so you never really know, though. You know, new to somebody is not new to you and
that's
me.
That's the challenge.
Right. And so it's always a variable, but I took it on. Right, it's burgers. I can't go too wrong.
Well, wait a minute.
Right,
it's moose.
My favorite moose. Right,
and I would have to pull your man card because you told him not to bring the elk. Oh, you're gonna be so sorry.
Well, it was all he wanted to do, and I was just worried that the guests wouldn't like it, just because of what it is, not how it tastes. It'd never get to their mouth. They're like, ooh, wild game. What else you got?
Here's what you do. You don't tell him.
Well, he's already advertised it as that's what it's going to be and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, toppings on these sliders.
Okay, let me stop you right here. So you talked about onions.
Right.
All right. If you're going to put them on a burger, you want to cut that onion in half and make little half circle strings out of those onions. They'll stay on the bun much better than chopped onion.
Right.
Because you want to form like a weave when you put them on, right? You want them to bond a little bit on top.
All right.
It's a small thing, but
yeah, right.
They do stay on better. They don't fall in the lap.
Okay. Yeah. Nobody wants that. I mean, I got a little brioche
roll. Your dog does.
Right. Yeah. I got a little brioche roll that I'm going to use, but they're slider size, right?
I mean,
you know. So anyway, what other toppings? Moose, beef, those are my two options.
I wouldn't get too carried away. You've got it covered. I mean, you got some nice cheeses, some onions. You might do some green pepper. Again, do them stringy.
Yep.
Don't ever chop that stuff for this. It's not like a hot dog.
What about lettuce?
Nope.
No?
Don't need it.
Okay.
It's a slider.
Right. Exactly.
It's not a Whopper.
So I've got Dijon mustard. I've got a stone ground mustard, regular yellow. I did bring some mayo because that just creates a little
bond. You got
bond.
Some stone ground?
I do.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. So take a little honey and diced jalapeno and
I got a honey mustard too because I went.
You
mustard.
Already have it.
Mustard was going to be my different change profile.
Nice.
Little mayo just to kind of seal the bun so all the juice doesn't.
You know, Hunt's makes
there.
An all natural ketchup now that doesn't have corn syrup in it.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't have ketchup. I didn't think ketchup
you
was
have
a slider.
To. You
thing.
Have to.
I
you
think you're
so?
Missing
you
have spicy. What about some sort of spicy cheese?
This is Shasta, everybody.
Yeah,
hello.
Right.
Welcome
but
to the show.
Wham! No, it's all good. But no, you know what?
And she looks even better than she sounds.
So then do I make them and just give them a little note? Hey, these got a spicy this on there, mustard or a chipotle or
you could take one of your well-used barbecue bottles. And you could take some of that nice all-natural Hunt's ketchup, fill it halfway up, and then add a bunch of your favorite hot sauce, whichever that is.
Right.
And make a spicy ketchup, and then you're covered. It keeps it simple for them.
So,
spicy
so,
ketchup.
Yep. So then are you putting the condiments on yourself?
No,
or
you let
or
them
am,
do
I,
it.
Am I serving
nope.
them ready to eat?
You let them do it.
All the way across the board.
All the way across
so
the board.
So I'm serving a slider with on a bun, and they're going to do the rest.
You're the chef, not the waiter.
Yeah, but when you this is kind of an hors d'oeuvre type thing. Maybe not. Okay, I'll have to think about.
Don't
that.
Overthink it.
Yeah, no, I won't, and that's why I'm asking. Is because I've cooked a lot of things
well,
for a lot of people.
A
I've
cool
never done a
event.
Slider bottle.
Yeah, this is a cool event. It's very high end.
Yeah.
I don't want to say hoity-toity, but it's hoity-toity.
Yeah, well, they're professionals. Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
The people Randy always hangs out with.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but
you
anyway.
Do need to get out that voice you use for...
Yeah, right. Thurston Howell.
Thurston Howell,
why, yes. Yes, that's a slider, yes. All right. Well, anyway, coming up next, we gave you a little taste of slider and a little taste of Shasta. We thought she was doing some second segment, but bam, she was in the first.
Ouch.
So it's all good. And but coming up next, the rest of the show is going to be about oil, balsamics, and your grill. That sounds like an odd combination, but when we're done, you're going to believe it's an awesome combination.
You'll get it.
So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.